Panginoon, dalangin po namin na sa mga susunod na sandali, buksan niyo po ang aming mga puso at isipan. Pukawin mo po ang aming damdamin ng inyong salita. May we see Jesus for who He is. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Are you searching for love? It's interesting. When I ask that question, people have a huge smile in their faces. Let me ask that again. Are you searching for love ngayong Kapaskuhan? I recently may nabasa po akong article, and ang sinasabi po sa article na ito, na the most popular time of year for a new relationship is Christmas. Which is very interesting. What usually yung common year that people look for relationships ay Valentine's Day. But in this article, sinabi Pasko daw. So in short, sinasabi niya, ang popular na panahon na magkarelasyon ay ang Kapaskuhan. And I quote them, during this season, people crave companionship and familiarity. The increase in expression of love during this season cultivate these longings. I think I find this to be true, especially sa ating mga nakatira dito sa Dubai. Dahil sa malayo tayo sa mga mahal natin sa buhay na nasa Pilipinas, we are prone to be sad, prone to feel lonely. Kaya we have a tendency na hanapin ang pagmamahal o pag-ibig na ito sa lugar na ito at sa panahon na ito. But the fact of the matter is, everyone is searching not just for love, but for true love. Kapag tinayp nyo ang question na where to find true love sa Google, it will give you 2,330,000,000 results related sa tanong na yon. You will get subtopics like 5 secrets in finding real love, or another title would say 10 proven tips to surely find Mr. and Miss Right, or 6 things you should know about true love. Tapos may mga relationship websites na kung saan nangangako that they will find your perfect match. Tatype mo lang yung pangalan mo, show your picture, and boom, I will show you your perfect match. A promise of true love is what they say. Totoo nga bang may true love? Totoo nga bang may forever? Some of you are here are probably saying, hindi totoo yan. Walang true love, hindi totoo yun. Sa pelikula lang yung forever, forever na yan. Doon lang nagkakatuluyan yung mga bida. And sa totoong buhay, hindi talaga nangyayari yan. If this is you, maybe you have tried searching for true love. Maybe you're here today and you've been jumping from one relationship after another and ended up hurting over and over and over again. You've been betrayed. Probably you've been abandoned, rejected, neglected. And so the notion of true love probably disgusts you. Kadiri. Mga kaibigan, ang problema po natin is not the existence of true love. Ang problema po natin is that we look for love in the wrong places. Also, kung naniniwala tayo na ang true love, true perfect love can be found in human relationships, then we will be disappointed. Some of us who are here may mga maling expectations sa pag-aasawa. Akala natin na once nagpakasal tayo, hinding-hindi na ako malulungkot. Makita ko na siyang makapagpakasal lang ako, magkaasawa, hindi na ako malulungkot. Tuluyan na akong magiging masaya habang buhay, happily ever after ang aking panalangin. Magiging kontento na ako, malalagay na ako sa tahimik. At magiging financially stable na ako. Some of you who are married are really giving me big smiles. If you have been married for a while, you know that this is too idealistic. Kasi usually what happens, pagkalipas ng ilang taon sa marriage, madidiscovery po natin na your spouse cannot totally fill the emptiness of your soul. Now, don't get me wrong. We praise and thank God for our spouses, yes? We praise and thank God for relationships. These are but blessings, are gifts for us to enjoy, for us to honor Him with this. But listen, if we place our hope in our spouses as the Savior of our lives, binibigyan natin sila ng isang responsibilidad na imposible nilang magagampanan. Because they were not designed to fulfill that role. You will be disappointed. You will be devastated. As a matter of fact, we do that to all of our relationships. We expect our boyfriend or girlfriend, children and parents, friends and classmates, bosses and colleagues to fill the emptiness of our souls. And as a result, they leave us heartbroken. They leave us feeling empty. True, perfect love can never be found in human relationships. Let me say that again. True, perfect love can never be found in human relationships. These people were not meant to fill our longing for true love. It will always be insufficient. Hindi siya magiging sapat. Laging parang may kulang. They don't have the ability to truly satisfy us with their love. What these relationships are meant to be are pointers. That's the purpose of these relationships. They're pointers. They're signposts. They're arrows. Arrows for what? Arrows to point us who can really, truly satisfy us. So does this mean true love really exists? Ang sagot po dyan is yes. Yes, there is true love. Yes, totoong may forever. Totoong may true, perfect love that satisfies. And this love will last for eternity. The only one who can love us perfectly is found in God's Word. At kanina, binasa ni Jocelyn sa atin yung passage nito sa John chapter 3, verse 16 in Tagalog. Right now, I'm going to read it to you in John chapter 3, verse 16 in the English Standard Version. I read, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have eternal life." I only have one point for us this afternoon. And the point is this. True, satisfying, and lasting love is found in Christ alone. True, satisfying, and lasting love is found in Christ alone. Christmas is a story of true love. It is the story of a loving God. Tingnan po natin ulit yung verse 16 in John chapter 3. For God. Now let's stop right there. Sino ang Diyos na pinapakilala ng verse na ito? Well, ang pangalan niya ay si Yahweh. The God who existed before time and creation. In fact, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, ang sabi po riyan, "In the beginning, God." He is the beginning. He is the end. He is the Alpha. He is the Omega. Itong Diyos na ito ay eternal, makapangyarihan. He does not need anyone or anything to complete Him. Because He is self-sufficient. He is a mighty creator. He created the sun, the moon, the stars, the galaxies, the cosmos. He's the God who created the mountains and the seas and the rivers. He created vegetation in this planet. He created animals. Thousands upon thousands of species of animals. And of course, nilikha niya ang tao. Human beings were not designed after another human being. Human beings were designed after God, which is a beautiful thing. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, it says that God created human beings in accordance to His own image, accordance to His own likeness. Ang mga tao po ay nilikha ayon sa wangis ng Diyos. mahal ng Panginoon ang tao. He cared for them, provided for them, and protected them. At dahil sa nilikha niya, ang tao ay uniquely in His image, they are to live their lives honoring Him, thanking Him, and loving Him. Yun ang layunin po ng tao, is to honor, thank, live for God, and love Him forever. Sabi nga ni Jesus Christ in Matthew chapter 12, verse 30 to 31, He says, the greatest commandment is this, that you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Ito ang layunin ng tao kung bakit siya nilikha. Ito po ang layunin natin bilang tao. And this is to love God with the wholeness of our beings. You were designed to love God with the wholeness of your being. Hindi dahil sa kailangan ng Panginoon ng pag-ibig natin para siya mabuhay, nope. Like I said, God is sufficient, self-sufficient. Binigyan lang niya tayo ng pribilehyo to live for Him and enjoy Him forever. That's the reality. Ngunit ito po ang problema. Ang problema ng nilikha ng Panginoon ang tao, nagrebelde ang tao sa Kanya. The first man rebelled. They rebelled against Him. They betrayed His love. They turned away from His love. He rejected His love. Bakit? Because man chose not to love God, but chose to love himself. Remember, the fallen nature of man, friends, is not to love God. My fallen nature is to love ourselves, putting us priority in everything na nangyayari sa ating buhay. Dahil sa malalim ang pagmamahal ng tao sa kanyang sarili, ang gusto ng tao ay mapunta sa kanya lahat ang pag-aaruga, ang praises, ang honor, ang pasasalamat, lahat gusto niya sa kanya yung glory na kung saan dapat nakaalaan lamang sa Diyos. One theologian says that we are called glory thieves. We steal God's glory because we want to be glorified. Mga kaibigan, hindi ba totoong inaasam-asam din natin ito? Inaasam-asam din natin to sa trabaho? Inaasam-asam din natin to sa ating pamilya? Inaasam-asam din po natin to sa ating paaralan? Now, we will do anything and everything just to satisfy yung cravings natin for love and adoration. Okay, we look for love in the wrong places, hoping that it would satisfy us. We look for it in relationships. Ibibigay natin ang lahat. Ibibigay natin ang lahat, lahat. Magbubulag-bulagan sa tama at mali just to give love, just to receive love, just to experience love. But in the end, we are left dissatisfied and broken. Why? Kasi ang pag-ibig po natin at ang pag-ibig ng ibang tao ay hindi perpekto. Ito ay love na nakasentro lamang sa sarili. Also, we love things that makes us happy and we'll do anything para maatim natin ito kahit alam na natin na ito ay mali. Importante, Pastor, ako'y maging masaya. That's why we love money so much. We love material things. We love our job so well. Kaya pag nawalan tayo ng trabaho, we're so devastated. Patay na ako. Because you love your job too much. We love to entertain lustful thoughts. We enjoy disobeying our parents or any authority for that matter. We steal time. We steal money. Okay? We steal reputation. We steal opportunities. We love ourselves too much that we would chronically lie to protect ourselves and our reputation and lie rather than to admit that we are wrong. Magsisinungaling na lang ako kaysa sabihin ako mali. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 2 to 4 echoes itong notion na ito. Sabi ho rito ni Paul kay Timothy, for people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unpeaceable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit. Here it comes. Lovers of pleasures rather than lovers of God. Friends, this describes our hearts. We would love pleasures more than God. None of us can obey the commands of God perfectly. perfectly. We have offended an infinite, holy God. God's righteousness demands justice. Mga kaibigan, since God is a holy judge, ang judge po na ito ay hindi kayang suhulan. Tama lang na parusahan po niya tayo. Tama lang po na i-judge niya tayo. And since we have severely offended an eternal God, ang punishment din ay severe and eternal. At ang kaparusahan na yan ay walang hanggang kamatayan. Eternally separated from God. And Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death." So ano po ang pwede natin gawin para mapatawad tayo? Ano pwede natin gawin para maayos ang relasyon natin sa Panginoon? Ano? And here's the answer. Wala tayong kayang gawin. Wala. Mabait naman ako. Magiging reliyoso ako. Pipili ako ng dalawang reliyon. Magbibigay ako ng offering. Magbabalik loob ako. Whatever that means. Magbabalik loob ako. Basta maayos lang to. No, you cannot. Because Isaiah 64:6 says, all of our righteous deeds, all of our righteous acts are filthy rags in the sight of God. In short, lahat ng mabubuti natin gawa ay maruming trapo sa harapan ng Diyos. Regardless kung gaano kakareliyoso. If you do not have a love relationship with God through His Son, Jesus Christ, you got nothing. You got nothing. You know why Christmas is the greatest story, love story ever told? Alam niyo bakit? It's because hindi na inantay ng Diyos na ang tao ang lumapit sa Kanya para makahingi ng kapatawaran. Dahil sa kasalanan ng tao, alam ng Diyos na hindi kayang lumapit ng tao sa Kanya. That's why Siya na ang lumapit sa tao upang iligtas siya, upang mapatawad siya sa kanyang kasalanan. Tignan po natin ulit yung John 3:16. For God so loved the world. New Testament scholar D.A. Carson once said, he defines kung ano ibig sabihin ng world dito, and he says that the word world pertains to the rebellious people who lives in this world. In short, yung salitang world dyan ay yung mga tao na nakatira, mga rebelding tao like us na nakatira sa mundong ito. So you mean, what does that mean? You see, listen, it's easy to love people who likes us. It's easy to love people who cherishes us. It's easy to love people who honors and respect us. Napakadaling mahalin, madaling suklian. It is easy and seem natural to love people who love us back. It's easy to love the lovable. Ngunit ang pag-ibig po ng Diyos ay hinigitan ito. He loves His enemies. He loves the rebellious and the ones who betrayed His love. At paano inibig ng Panginoon ang mga rebelde na ito? Look at again at verse 13, 16 ng John chapter 3. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son. Ito pong dahilan kung bakit ang Christmas is the greatest story ever told. Christmas is a story of God sending His Son because of His love. Dahil sa kanyang pag-ibig. The eternal Son who existed with God before time and creation. The Son of God who has no beginning and no end. The Son of God who was with God. The Son of God who created all things, visible and invisible. The Son of God who is also God. And His name is Jesus Christ. Panginoong Jesucristo. This is the story of Christmas. That the eternal Son of God came as a baby who is truly God and truly man. Lahat ng mga prophecies at saka history pointed to His birth. He came in weakness in a small town called Bethlehem to a poor family ng kay Mary at saka kay Joseph. God didn't just send His Son to be on earth. Hindi pinadala ng Panginoon ng kanyang anak para maging turista ho dito sa mundong ito. No. He sent this baby. He sent His Son to die for us. This baby was born to die. This baby was designed to die for us. And this baby is the only person who can die for us. Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, when the angel appeared to Joseph, nung nagpaplano na siyang i-divorce si Mary kasi natuklasan niya na buntis, hindi naman sa kanya, sige, hiwalayan ko na ito. All of a sudden, an angel appeared kay Joseph. After he reprimanded him, saying, "Wag mo hiwalayan," this is what the angel said, "She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, Yeshua, for he will save his people from their sins." Si baby Jesus ay hindi na natiling baby Jesus. Okay? Baby Jesus grew up to be a man who lived a life of selfless love, a man who perfectly loved God, a man who perfectly loved others. Jesus' entire life is a march to the cross. This is a march of love. God loves us so much that it compelled Jesus to die for us. The sinless, selfless Jesus ay napako sa krus para sa kasalanan mo. Oh, alam mo yung ginawa mo. Para rin sa kasalanan ko. Para sa mga kasalanan na hindi natin pa nadidiskubre. Jesus on the cross was carrying the weight of all His people's sin, including your sin and my sin. At ang nagngingit-ngit ng galit ng Diyos Ama, itong banal na Diyos na ito, ay binuhos niya na dapat sa atin, ay binuhos niya sa anak. Binuhos niya sa anak in full wrath. God poured His anger towards this Jesus na yun ang kinamatay niya. He suffered and died for you and for me. And on the third day, He has risen from the dead, which is a glorious thing. When Christ rose from the dead, God accepted that sacrifice. When He rose from the dead, God is saying, all is paid. Which means He defeated death, sin, and Satan. Love indeed came down to us. Friends, this is true, perfect love. God did not treat us as our sins deserve because His Son Jesus took the punishment for us. This is amazing love na hindi mo matitikman, hindi ko matitikman, hindi mo mabibigay kahit kanino man. This is amazing. Jesus is love. His love is unlike any other love in this world. A love that changes, a love that transforms, a love that satisfies, a love that makes one to be lovers of God instead of lovers of selves. Friends, I am glad, and listen, I'm so glad that you have not found your true love. All right, and I probably shocked you there. Let me say that again. I am so glad that you have not found your true love. Kasi, if you continue to search with your own selfish understanding of love, you will just fuel self-love and you will continue loving the world and continue hating God. Understand this. You did not find true love. You did not find true love. True love found you in the person of Jesus Christ. 1 John chapter 4, verse 19. We love because He first loved us. Sipin mo, minahal ka na niya nung nagre-rebelde ka pa. Minahal ka niya kahit nung mga panahon na kung sang galit na galit ka sa kanya at wala kang pakialam, minahal ka niya. Minahal niya ako. Pero pastor, may pag-asa pa ba ang katulad ko? Kasi may mga nagawa ako sa buhay ko na mismo ako hindi ko mapatawad sarili ko. Is that you? Is that you? Kaibigan, may pag-asa ka pa. Hindi mahalaga kung mapatawad mo sarili mo o hindi. Ang mahalaga ay napatawad ka ng Panginoon. Yun ang mahalaga. Look at again, and this is your hope. The hope is this. Look at John 3:16 again. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, whoever believes in Him should not perish but have eternal life. Whoever believes means kahit sino. kahit anong lahi, kahit anong kasarian, kahit anong edad, kahit anong estado sa buhay, edukado o hindi, mayaman, mahirap. Whoever believes also means kahit anumang nagawa mong kasalanan. You came here probably in Dubai at meron kang tinatakbuhan sa Pilipinas o meron kang tinatago na nakaraan sa Pilipinas in hopes na walang makakaalam, because in fear that you would be rejected, in fear that you would not find true love, in fear that you will not be forgiven. I don't know kung anong ginawa mong kasalanan, but there is forgiveness. Walang kasalanan na hindi kayang bayaran ni Kristo, na hindi binayaran ni Kristo sa krus. Okay? Kaya walang kasalanan ang hindi niya kayang mapatawarin. Kung ang kasalanan mo ay nagnakaw ka, nanloko ka ng tao, nagbenta ka ng laman, nangurakot ka, nakapatay ka, I don't know what you did, but Jesus died for the sins of many, for the sins of different kinds of sins. Or maybe you are here today and you are saying, Pastor, hindi naman ako ganun kasama. In fact, napaka-reliyoso ko. Well, if that is you, here's the message of the Bible. Your religion will not forgive you your sin. Hindi mapapatawad ang kasalanan mo. Ang reliyon mo ay hindi kayang bayaran ang kasalanan mo. Ang reliyon mo ay hindi ka kayang iligtas. Just to give you a contextual background, ang kausap ni Jesus dito is a guy named Nicodemus. He is the most known religious person in time na yon. And yet Jesus said, you have to be born again. It's not your religion. It's not. John chapter 15 verse 13 says, greater love has no one than this, that someone laid down his life for his friends. Mga kaibigan, if you believe that Jesus is the only way para tayo maligtas sa ating kasalanan, then I urge you to repent from your sins. Turn away. Repent means 180 degrees turn from walking a life of sin, from loving, caressing your sin. You heard the gospel story of forgiveness. You turn away. And then you turn to Christ for forgiveness. Not religion, not church. Christ. Repent and believe. When Jesus came to His own people, yung mga Hudyo, He has shown them great love. He preached about the kingdom of God. He fed them. He healed them. Cast out demons. Nagpalay sa mga demonyo. Yung iba, binuhay niya sa pagkapatay. He did the miraculous. He did the supernatural. He showed kindness, forgiveness, compassion. And lost people got saved. But despite the evidences of His claims as the promised Savior, they still did not know Him. They still did not believe in Him. Friends, the real reason why people reject Jesus Christ, alam niyo kung bakit? It's not because there's a lack of evidences na si Jesus ay ang Messiah. No. People reject Jesus Christ because people love darkness. Gusto natin, nandun tayo sa dilim at enjoy ang kasalanan. People who deliberately choose to remain in sin rather than to run to the Savior. Friends, we cannot love sin and love Jesus. Okay? It's either you hate sin or you love Jesus, or you love sin and hate Jesus. Either or, hindi pwede hum pareho. 1 John chapter 3, verse 9 says, no one born of God makes a practice of sinning. For God's seed abides in him and he cannot keep on sinning. There's the key words there. Keep on sinning because he has been born again. Or born of God. Listen, a person who has really found true love in Christ hates and fights sin that he once loved, and pursues sweet fellowship with Christ, his new love. The test of who your father is, para masubuhan kung sino ba talaga ang tatay mo, spiritually, is whether you love Jesus or you despise him. Kanino ka ba anak? Dalawa lang naman po ang anak sa Bible, anak ng Diyos o anak ng Diablo. Okay? And John chapter 8, 42 says, Jesus said to them, if God were your father, you would love me, for I came from God and I am here. Nagbigay si Jesus ng warning to those who continue to reject His love. If you're here today and you're hearing the gospel of Jesus Christ, and at the back of your mind says, well, hindi yan, pare-pare lang ng reliyon yan, meron din ako niyan. Or you're saying, ah, alam mo, in Jesus na yan, susubukan ko na, baka bukas susubukan ko. Here's the warning. To those who continue to reject His love and remain in their sins, John 8:24 from the mouth of Jesus. Here's the warning. I told you that you would die in your sins, for unless you believe that I am He, you will die in your sins. Kung magpapatuloy ka dyan sa buhay mong yan, pagpapatuloy mo i-reject ang ebanghelyo na ito, mamamatay ka na makasalanan ka. Ikamamatay mo yung kasalanan mo. At wala kang pag-asa once nakatawid ka na sa kabilang buhay. Friends, I urge you, turn away from your life of sin and trust Jesus for salvation. I know when we say Christmas, we're thinking about Christmas parties, we're thinking about gifts, we're thinking about balikbayan boxes. Those are the big things that we think about when Christmas, but think about Christmas. I hope when you leave this place, the very thing that you would think about when you say here Christmas is Christ died for you. And He is inviting you to turn away from your sins and trust Him. True, perfect love can never be found in human relationships or anything in this world. They were not meant to fill our true longings. It was never designed to fill our emptiness. However, there is true love, because true love, true satisfying and lasting love is found only in Christ. Let us pray. Father, we come to You with broken hearts and with crushed spirits as we sit and hear the message from Your Word. Oh, my prayer, Father, is this, that You would not harden hearts, but You would break hearts. I pray for those who have been running away from you for years and years. Call them back. I pray that they would understand that You have found them, that You are calling them to repentance. I pray, Panginoon, na paglabas sila sa pintuan na ito, Ikaw po ang maalaala nila. Lord, kalimutan na nila ang mga nangyari ngayong araw. Ang dalangin ko na, hindi lang nila makalimutan na You came to die for them, that there is hope for them, because Christ gave His life for them. So we pray that as we sing our last two songs, that it would be a worshipful experience rather than a type of senseless singing. I pray also for the time that we will be enjoying meals and food together. I pray that it would be leading towards very fruitful conversations. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.